This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. President Obama set some interesting milestones with his reelection. No president since the Great Depression has been reelected with unemployment this high. He's only the second to be awarded a second term with unemployment that's over 7%. The other one was Ronald Reagan. A couple good facts to set up this week's attitude check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
It's our weekly partnership with Gallup and editor-in-chief Frank Newport. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
So let's put President Obama in the context of other recent presidents who were starting their second terms, Reagan, Clinton, and George W. Bush.
Well, I would think of those three, the two that Obama would want to emulate would be Reagan and Bill Clinton, because when it was all over, they ended up with job approval ratings in the 60% range as they left office, and George W. Bush ended up with a 34% job approval rating when he left office. So of the three that have been reelected before him, President Obama probably wants to emulate the first two. He's actually not in as quite a good position as they were. For example, job approval-wise, Reagan was at a 58 and Clinton at a 54 as they got reelected. And Obama's latest job approval rating we have is at 52%. So he's a little weaker, but not that much weaker than they were.
And Frank, now that we can finally take a breath, what would you say Gallup learned from this latest round of polling and the election?
Well, we learned that polling still works. There's been a lot of talk about polling fading in terms of its accuracy because of cell phones and the internet and a lot of other ways that you assess what people are thinking and feeling, like analyzing Twitter posts and Facebook posts and all that. But old-fashioned polling across the board from most firms this time actually ended up being the best way to gauge what was happening out there and looked like it was pretty accurate.
Anything constructive, though, that you take away from it that you'll think about tweaking or changing for next time?
Well, we're always looking for ways to improve. And, of course, one of the big challenges is cell phones and the fact that people don't communicate as much by voice as they have in the past. And so looking at that, we're going to have to figure out how to continue to handle that going forward. Likely voters. Gallup has a likely voter model that we've been using for many years. But I think Obama's people actually turned out in somewhat higher numbers than might have been anticipated based on the way that we've analyzed that historically. And that may have a lot to do with the mechanical ground game that the Obama people were able to put into effect. So we'll analyze again how we isolate likely voters, because that's a real key to trying to figure out who's going to actually vote and how they're going to vote on Election Day.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks as always, Frank.
My pleasure.